Letters to Daniel, Volume 7. Letter 574. Prophetic Word. Here comes the Healer. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2017, in the second month, on the 25th day of the second month.
Dear Jesus, Friday, the 24th of February, 2017, 6 a.m. Just this last Tuesday after clocking in at G6, and starting to work, the Lord Holy Spirit suddenly began to tell me, how you have a plan to reverse, and dismantle, the curse of confusion against all those who are presently undergoing, or have had sex change, or reassignment procedures. I had actually been wondering in the weeks before, what the scripture has to say about such things. At that time the Lord reminded me of a couple of verses in the Bible where it says, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints." 1 Corinthians 14:33. "But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth." This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. James 3:14-16. I had been remembering these, and other similar scriptures, in the context of thinking about some people, who are born with both male and female sex organs. While I was thinking about this strange phenomena, the Holy Spirit communicated to me that God is not the author of confusion in the womb, and that hermaphroditism is a work of hell. The Lord then communicated with me that He wanted us to write this letter, prophesying specifically how our plan will come about, according to the word of the Lord. Sometime in the not too distant future, a man who had been named Jason at birth, but underwent a sex change operation to become a woman, and changing his name to that of a woman, will begin to be convicted by the Holy Spirit, that he was, and is, still truly born and created to be a male human. This will trouble Jason greatly, to the point that on a given night, while laying on his bed, and being in intense anguish, he will call upon your name. You will hear him in his sorrow, and will come to him and heal him in this manner. You will put Jason into a deep sleep. While he is sleeping, you will reverse all medical procedures that have rendered him effeminate and emasculated. You will restore his male sex organs with which he was created and born, and perform hormonal and testosterone regeneration. And you will heal the great pain and demon-infested wound in his spirit which brought him to this type of confusion. When Jason awakens, he will know that it was you who has healed him, and give you all the glory. At that time Jason will take your name for his own, and will become bonded to you. Then, with help from some Christian friends, Jason will become your chosen ambassador to the whole world, regarding sex change, testifying that if you can heal him the way you did, others can also be healed in the same miraculous manner. This will happen in accordance with scripture, and your will, in a time and place of your own choosing. So says the Lord Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus.
Hold it, Jesus, on in a man. Holy Spirit, He is a healer, and Jesus sits up on high.